For the past 12 years, Ed Cederbaum has lived in the Berkshires without much of a community. The Supreme Court decision in June that found that the Constitution guarantees the right of same-sex marriage was the final push he needed to do something about that lack of social interaction.
And I saw it on TV. I suddenly felt really lonely and bereft because I realized I should be with my peeps celebrating this. And I did not have a community. So that pushed me a little bit harder on a personal level to want to start this project.
Rainbow Seniors of Berkshire County held its first meeting in September and has drawn interest from roughly 30 people. Cederbaum says the group can provide social outlets for a generation of LGBT individuals who grew up in the 1950s and 60s keeping quiet about their personal lives.
It was a smart move because back in the day, you could be institutionalized, you could be disowned, you could be thrown out of your house, you could lose your job with no recourse, and in many states there still is no recourse. Not only that, you could be beaten or murdered, and the person who murdered you might very well get off on what they call the gay panic defense, which just basically was, "But your honor, he flirted with me."
Back in 1995, Cederbaum started a similar community group in Queens and later realized it was a vital service. He says the practice of keeping to oneself has continued even during a time of increased social acceptance, causing today's seniors to stay away from support systems most people their age engage with.
They might, for example, need help getting a form filled out. And most seniors will just walk into the social worker or somebody at their senior center and, "Could you help me with this?" But for LGBT people, they are very often afraid that these authority figures will figure out who they really are, and then the jig is up. And so often they will not go in to ask for help.
Using national data, it's estimated there were between 725 and 1,200 LGBT people aged 60 and over in Berkshire County in 2010. Those numbers are expected to increase to 850 and 1,550 by 2020. 18 people were at the first meeting. Cederbaum plans to hold them monthly. He is leaving it up to the members to decide what types of things the group will do, whether it's educational sessions, outings, or other activities common to senior organizations.
The fact is, reminiscence is a really valuable tool for older people who sit around, share stories with one another, and then go home at the end of the day feeling, "Yeah, my life was worth living. Think of all those wonderful stories I had and all the great times I had, and this is what I accomplished." Well, imagine yourself sitting around listening to straight people share their reminiscences and knowing that, or fearing that, you would be shunned if you started bringing up your own reminiscences. "Oh, I remember that time I went to Provincetown with my first boyfriend."
Alan Cousin and his partner had been looking for a group like Rainbow Seniors in the region and got talking with Cederbaum.
"Well, we hope to meet people who we can enjoy activities with, and you know, whatever that might be. Both of us are pretty active in sports-wise, so we're looking for folks who are in that same ilk, more or less. We're both downhill skiers. We enjoy the winter sports around here."
Cederbaum has been reaching out to local councils on aging to spread the word about Rainbow Seniors. The next meeting is Tuesday from noon to 2 at the First Congregational Church in Williamstown, but other gatherings are planned for Pittsfield in the center of the county. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.